Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting second. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Ray. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Doug Frobel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Belliard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry McWilliams. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Larry McWilliams. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting second. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Christensen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. And now, play ball. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilac hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Orsilac reaches second base with a double. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Frobel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frobel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Strawberry moves to second. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strawberry moves to third. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWilliams strikes out. Two outs. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsalak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Orsalak hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Frobel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman is hit by the pitch. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Peña and he is out, Belliard applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-1 in the game. Ray hits a pop-up towards short. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Orsalak. Carter reaches second base with a double. Hernandez moves to third. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Christensen takes first base on ball 4. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Carter scores. Christensen moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Frabel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Frabel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frabel is 0-for-1 in the game. Frabel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard is 0-for-1 in the game. Belliard hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field. Orsilak picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Orsilak. Hernandez moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter is walked intentionally. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWilliams is 0-for-1 in the game. McWilliams strikes out. One out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Orsilak hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heap hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 2 in the game. Ray hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strawberry, who is chasing the ball. Kemp reaches third base with a triple. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 3 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knight moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McWilliams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Hendrick pinch hits for Doug Frauble. Jesse Orozco now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison pinch hits for Rafael Belliard. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon pinch hits for Larry McWilliams. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco juggles the ball. That's an error on Orozco. Hendrick scores. Morrison moves to third. Almon moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Sixto Lascano pinch hits for Joe Orsolac. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morrison scores. Almon moves to third. It's Pirates, 2, Mets, 2. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Almon scores. Lascano moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Pirates. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 3 in the game. Ray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano now playing left field. John Candelaria now pitching. George Hendrick now playing right field. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry strikes out. One out. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Christensen strikes out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Madlock moves to second. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Madlock moves to third. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson pinch hits for Rafael Santana. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. George Foster pinch hits for Doug Sisk. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.